Those who want to end solitary confinement in New York's prisons ended the 2019 legislative session disappointed that changes made to the practice did not go further. As WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports, they say they will be back to fight for more progress.
Victor Pate spent 90 days in solitary confinement when he was serving a prison term for robbery. That was 23 years ago, but Pate says he still feels like a trauma survivor.
I oftentimes still feel the effects of being in solitary confinement, and it doesn't take but a moment for me to be transformed back to that moment, either in the yard or either being in a solitary confinement. So because I never, ever got treatment for the trauma that I suffered while I was in solitary confinement.
Pate is now part of the advocacy group Halt Solitary Confinement. He and others spent several days outside the Senate and Assembly chambers in the closing days of the session. Some even camped out outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's offices one night, and others went on a hunger strike. Halt Scott Peltrowitz says the practice of confining inmates to small cells for 23 hours a day with 1 hour for exercise is cruel and inhumane. He says the United Nations agrees, and in 2015, its General Assembly, with the approval of the United States, passed what's known as the Mandela Rules, named after former South African President Nelson Mandela. He endured decades in prison under the country's former apartheid government. The UN found that more than 15 days in a row in solitary confinement is equivalent to torture.
But in New York, people regularly spend months and years and even decades in solitary. People have spent 30 years in solitary confinement in New York. It's torture. It's barbaric. It has to stop.
Pate and Paltrowitz hoped that the all-Democratic state legislature would act on a bill to limit solitary confinement to a maximum of 15 days in a row and no more than 20 days in a 60-day period. Under the bill, solitary confinement would be used as a punishment for committing a violent act, possessing a dangerous weapon, or trying to escape. The prisons would also have to provide therapeutic rehabilitation for prisoners afterward. Prison guard unions, including the New York City-based Correction Officers Benevolent Association, opposed the bill, saying further limiting solitary confinement would lead to more assaults on guards. The New York State Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association say the bill is anti-union and puts the lives of its members in danger, as well as compromising the safety of other inmates. In the final hours of the session, Cuomo and the legislature agreed to a more limited measure. It would restrict solitary confinement to 30 days and prohibit minors, pregnant women, and disabled inmates from the punishment. Corrections officers will undergo training and set up rehabilitation services for those released from solitary confinement. And prisons will also no longer be able to limit an inmate's diet as a form of punishment while in solitary. Cuomo also raised objections about what he said would be $1 billion in potential costs to dismantling the solitary confinement cells. He spoke on Albany Public Radio Station, WAMC.
And frankly, I don't want to build $1 billion worth of new jails. I'm proud that we've closed more jails. I'm looking for alternatives to incarceration.
The New York State Association of Counties agreed, saying while the bill is noble in its intent, the changes represent an enormous unfunded mandate that would be financed by taxpayers. Paltrowitz, with Halt, says the claim of hundreds of millions of dollars in additional costs is a red herring. And Pate says if solitary confinement is limited to 15 days, there'd be fewer people in the units.
That's not accurate because there are actually units right now that can actually be converted for the use of residential rehabilitation, which doesn't require a cost itself.
The advocates say they'll return when the legislative session resumes in a few months. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.